Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, June 20th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that China is planning a joint military training facility in Cuba. U.S. officials say the proposed facility is referred to in highly classified new U.S. intelligence, which they describe as convincing but fragmentary. The Biden administration has contacted Cuban officials to try to forestall the deal, seeking to tap into what it thinks might be Havana's concerns about giving up sovereignty. The White House declined to comment. The Cuban embassy in Washington didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman said it hopes the relevant parties can focus more on things that are conducive to enhancing trust and regional peace and stability development. The European Union today is set to release an economic security strategy aimed at reducing risks in its trade relationship with China. The strategy is expected to address calls for new controls on European investment in China, which officials view as risky because of the possibility that EU companies' capital and knowledge could be used for military or intelligence purposes. The EU is looking for ways to manage such risks without abandoning trade ties to the Asian country that are valued at roughly $2.6 billion a day. Chinese tech giant Alibaba revealed a shakeup of its leadership. Top executive Daniel Zhang will step down in September when company veteran and Brooklyn Nets owner Zhou Tsai will succeed him as chairman. Eddie Wu will take over the role of CEO. Zhang will remain head of Alibaba's cloud computing business. The reshuffle comes as Alibaba is in the midst of a major reorganization that will see it split into six independently run companies. An international search and rescue team is racing to find a missing submersible in the North Atlantic that was carrying five people on a visit to the wreckage of the Titanic. The search is focused on an area 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, in water roughly 13,000 feet deep. The craft, which began its dive Sunday morning, was designed to sustain 96 hours of air in case of emergency, according to a U.S. Coast Guard official. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares dropped in early trading. Coming out of the long holiday weekend, U.S. stock futures were down ahead of the release of homebuilding figures due out this morning, and FedEx is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.